All right, as always, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2. The Bible says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." You're going to pray and say, "Father, please cause your word to be mixed with faith inside of me, and let your word be profitable in my life in the name of Jesus Christ." Turn into prayer and talk to God. "Father, please cause your word to be mixed with faith inside of me, and please let your word be profitable in my life in the name of Jesus Christ." Thank you, our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we thank you once again for another opportunity to come before your throne, not only to worship you, to praise you, but also to hear from your throne. We are asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as we go into your word, open our physical and spiritual ears, open our physical and spiritual eyes to both see and hear and understand your word, so that our lives would never remain the same. Let there be a revelation today in the mighty name of Jesus. The kind that will turn our lives around for good. The kind that will turn situations around to your glory. Father, let it happen today in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you have heard us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So this morning, beloved, we are looking at a topic that says, "Is peace." Is peace. And I will take the scripture from two places. First, we want to look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And I want us to look at Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark, chapter 4. From verse 35 to 41. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." You can take a deep breath, you know, just hearing him as the Prince of Peace. Glory. Verse 7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. In other words, his peace is everlasting. It says, "Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." In other words, it cannot be changed. Because the zeal of God will perform his peace. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now, turn with me to Mark chapter 4. I believe this is a story that many of us would have heard already. Amen. The Bible says from verse 35, "And the same day when the even was come." You know, we were taught this morning, when you're reading KJV, read it slowly. Glory be to God. "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? May the Lord bless his excellent word. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is one thing in that verse 39. The Bible said he arose, he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. How did he rebuke the wind? He didn't say, Wind, stop right there. He didn't say, Sea, stop raging right now. He just said, Peace, be still. Hallelujah. Are you getting that? He just called out what was needed. He was not looking at the problem. He was looking at the solution. What was needed was peace. He could have called the wind and cursed the wind to his roots. He could have cursed the sea and said, How dare you come against me, the Son of God? But that was not his concern. His concern is, we need peace. And that's what he called. And because his name is the Prince of Peace, everything was created by him. If you learn something on Friday, he made all things. So when he now called his name into the matter has no choice but to answer. Who created the water? Who created the wind? Who told the four winds to move upon the face of the earth? Why would they not listen to him? They don't have a choice. So, beloved, when the storms of life arise against you, call on the Prince of Peace to calm the storm. When life throws all that she has and throw it at you like there's no tomorrow, call on the Prince of Peace to settle it. When fear comes on you as if you will never amount to nothing in life, call on the Prince of Peace and he will rebuke the fear. Hallelujah. What we just read in this Mark chapter 4 is what we go through in life. Amen. As a child of God. When they decided to go by boat to the other side, where was the storm? The storm was nowhere to be found. When they got inside the boat, maybe they didn't have weather people back in the day that could have predicted a storm was coming. But I'm sure they had a way to look up into the sky. If the clouds are dark, we are not going anywhere. But they didn't see any dark clouds. When they left the shore, nothing. It was peaceful. But the moment they got in the middle of the sea, the Bible says, a great storm of wind arose. Just came out of nowhere. That means it was not supernatural. Amen. It was not a supernatural storm because it just came out of nowhere. No warning. And all of a sudden, the boat was full of water. And Jesus was sleeping soundly. The Bible even says on a pillow. That means he must have been enjoyed. The kind of sleep you sleep on a pillow is the kind of sleep you enjoy. They now had to go and wake him up. Master, carest thou not that we perish? He got up, he didn't answer them. Because the question they ask, if he were to give them an answer, what they said, let me translate in English, just like Daddy said this morning. Jesus, do you not care that we die? Who is Jesus to them? How can you ask such a question to Jesus Christ? He came to put his own life down for us. We are now asking him, do you not care that we die? His response would be, I've already settled the death matter on the cross. Why are you worried about dying? Hallelujah. That was their question. Because sometimes when we find ourselves in trouble, the first thing we ask God is, "What? Why me? What have I done? Why do I deserve this? Why are you allowing me to go through this? Is it God that's letting you go through it?" Hallelujah. Let me give us a few points about this kind of peace. John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus himself was speaking here. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto the pastor. Right? Unto who? Who is us? He gave us his peace. Are you reading the scripture with me? His peace he gave unto me. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Number one, the peace belongs to Jesus. That's why his name is the Prince of Peace. That's why he can call it, my peace I give unto you. Amen. Nobody can give what they don't have. He is the Prince of Peace, the author and finisher of peace. Therefore, he can give you the peace that you need. Amen. He now said, not like the world giveth. In other words, there is a fake peace that the world gives. He said, that is not the kind of peace I'm giving you. I'm giving you a peace that is everlasting. I'm not giving you a peace that is temporal. It's not a peace of 1 week. It's not a peace of 1 year. It's not even that of 20. It's peace of everlasting. The peace that has no end, like we learned in Isaiah chapter 9. That is the kind of peace that God has made available to us. Glory be to his wonderful name. His peace proves his will. Hallelujah. His peace does what? Proves his will. Just because you are in a storm does not mean you are not in his will. He told them, let us go to the other side. Who made the announcement? Jesus did. He's the one that asked them, let's go to the other side. Now, because it's Jesus, and the Bible also said he knows all things. Did he not know there was going to be a storm? And yet he said, let us go. Why didn't he postpone it to the next day? There are some storms the will of God will take you through. You can't avoid them. If you try to avoid them, you won't get to the other side. You must go through the storm to get to that other side. Because on the other side, his greater things are awaiting you. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Don't look at the storm. Look at what is behind the storm. Because after the storm, there is glory. Oh. I didn't add this one to my notes. Mark chapter 5. After the storm, they met a madman. Jesus healed the madman. The madman became an evangelist to 10 cities. Can you now imagine how many lives were connected to the madman that the storm tried to stop? Sometimes it's not about you. The storm is not about you. The storm is about the glory that is coming after the storm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory be to the name of the Lord. So I said, his storm proves
His peace proves his will.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. His peace is calming in the midst of the storm. His peace is evidence of his presence even in the storm. His peace is supernatural and is not worldly. Worldly peace will not get you through a storm. Worldly peace will not do what? Won't get you through a storm. It takes a supernatural peace that can only come from the Prince of Peace to get you through the storm of life. If you have never been through a storm, I rejoice with you. Amen. But if you have been through storms, it's not funny. Time won't permit me to share with you some storms of life. Amen. You're asking me to tell it. We won't live here. Hey, glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Storms in ministry. You don't want to hear it. It would discourage you. You would not say, pastor went through that and he's in church. You will run away. So don't run. Stay here. Hallelujah. In that same John 14:27, Jesus now said, let not your heart be troubled, right? Neither let it be afraid. In other words, don't worry and don't be fearful. Don't worry and don't be full of fear. Amen. Amen. Worrying will create storm. Being fearful will equally create storm. Jesus said, don't worry and don't be fearful. So his peace is the antidote for troubled and worrying hearts. If you want to learn more, go and read Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 to 34. Because of time, I won't go through it. His peace is also the antidote for a fearful heart. You can go and read Matthew chapter 10 from verse 26 to verse 33. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 26 to verse 33. Amen. Now, let's come to Mark chapter 4. Let's go back to that Mark chapter 4. Now, inside the boat, there were disciples. Yes? And we can all agree that the disciples were children of God, because they chose to follow Jesus Christ, just like you and I. So they were children of God in the boat, with Jesus, God, in the boat. Because anywhere Jesus went, God went. Because he is God in the flesh. So anywhere he goes, he was... That's God. Hallelujah. You can't separate him from God. So they had God, the creator of heaven and earth, in the boat with them. How come the storm arose against them when God was there? Why? Why did the storm arose against them? If you have God inside your boat, which storm should have the audacity to come against the creator of the heaven and the earth to now want to show up in your boat, for that matter? Does he not recognize who you are? That you are the child of God? Does he not know your name? That you serve the living God? How dare the storm to now come against you with your heavenly father in the boat? If your father was not there, I can understand. But your father is there with you. How come the storm can come against you? I already gave you the answer. The storm is not the end. It is the glory that is awaiting. That is the end. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible said something. He said Jesus was in the hinder part of the sheep. Hinder part of the sheep. They said we are to read this slowly. Hinder part. Hinder means back part of the boat. Where should Jesus be in your life? In the back or in the front? Should he not be the captain of the boat? He's the captain of the host of heavenly army. You now place him in the back of the boat. The one that created you that should be at the forefront. You put him way in the back of the boat. Let me just narrate what happened. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Disciples say, yes, Lord. We got into the boat. Ah, Daddy Jesus. He said, yes. Go to the back. We got this. My children, Daddy, we say we got out of respect. Please, go to the back. Is it not the other side we're going to? And we look, the entire place is clear. The sky is blue. There is no wind. They threw a feather up. The feather landed. Nothing blew the feather. So they concluded, no ounce of wind. Father, Daddy, we are fine. Go to the back of the boat. And Jesus did what? Went to the back of, they don't need me. Let me take a nap. He grabbed the pillow. He fell asleep. They started off where? Rowing or whatever they were doing. And they thought, we got this. We are taking Papa Jesus to the other side. All of a sudden, the devil showed up. You thought you got this, eh? Do we not think we got life without Christ? You think because of your education, you think because of your short-sightedness with what you see, you got it. You don't know what's going to come tomorrow. They thought they had it. Is Jesus asleep in your life? Is he using a pillow to rest? The captain should be the driver. Is the one that should be navigating our lives, telling us turn left and you go left, turn right and you go right, stop and you stop. You now told him, go and sit down. I got this. That's what the disciples did. And then when the storm arose, they had the audacity to open their mouth. Do you not care that they perish? If you left him in front, would you be asking such questions? Or is that not what we do sometimes as children of God? We use our senses to approach things. We leave God behind. And then when we find ourselves in trouble, you now turn to God. Why did you allow me to go through this? Are you not the one that said I should stay behind? Now all of a sudden you want me in the front. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for what? For mercy. You should allow them to continue with this storm. Maybe they will learn better. Hallelujah. Jesus was asleep in the boat. Psalm 121 verse 4 tells me, Psalm 121 verse 4, that he that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. So what kind of sleep is this one? And who is he that keepeth Israel? Is it not Jesus? So if Jesus neither sleep nor slumber, how come he was asleep here? It is because they told him to go and sleep. If you tell Jesus, I got life, he will leave you alone. He will let you live the life. Amen. But you know what you're going to run into? When life put pepper in your eye, you run back to Jesus. And say, my eye, but you got it now. Why do you need me now? Glory be to God. Never allow Jesus to fall asleep in your situation. Are you with me? Never allow Jesus to do what? To fall asleep in your situation. Now, how do you prevent Christ from falling asleep? What should the disciples have done that they didn't do? Number one,
should have put Christ as the captain of the boat. Make Jesus the captain of your life. Any decision that needs to be made inside that boat must go through the captain. Because the captain is the one that provides direction. He's the one that leads. Amen. He's the one that knows where the pitfalls of life awaits. So when you don't allow him to sleep, how would he allow any storm that can make you to fall come over you? It's never going to happen. Number two, don't stop calling Jesus. And how do you call him? You call him in the place of prayer. You call him in the place of worship. If your children continue to call you in the middle of the night, can you sleep? No, tell me, as weak as our body is, if your child calls you in the middle of the night, let it be 3 a.m. when you are drooling, you will wake up. How much more us calling on Jesus than neither sleep nor slumber? Never stop calling on Christ. He is not tired of hearing your voice. Are you with me? Because sometimes, brother so-and-so is calling Jesus. Sister so-and-so is calling Jesus. This one is calling Jesus. His blood. This one pleaded his blood. That one pleaded his blood. Has his blood not run dry? Did he complain? So which one is your own? You do your own. Call his name. Use all the blood he has made available to you. You can't even finish it. Our forefathers did not finish it. Now we won't finish in our own lifetime. Hallelujah. It's not a prayer. It's a fact. Hallelujah. The blood will continue to be available. Don't get tired of calling on Jesus. Never get tired. When you see yourself getting tired calling him, an attack is imminent. Because the devil will not attack when you're high. The devil will wait until you get to a low point. And then he will release his armies. And you'll be wondering what happens. So never stop calling on that name. When you wake up, Jesus, how are you? Talk to him. In the middle of your day, Jesus, thank you for today. Even though they troubled me in that meeting, but I know you got it. Thank you, Lord. At night, Jesus, thank you that I made it back home safely. And before you go to bed, Jesus, thank you for that wonderful meal. I'd never stop calling on Jesus. I pray we'll not be far from you. Let's move on. All right. A few key questions to answer, and then we will pray. Number one, how do you get his peace? And I'll give you some scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. How do you get the peace of Jesus? The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, to get his peace, you must be his child. You must be his child. If you are not his child, his peace will be far from you. How do you become his child? You confess him as your Lord and your Savior. You call him the master of your life. You call him the captain of your boat. Then he will make his peace available. Are you still with me? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 16. The Bible says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace. Always, by all means. Always, by all means. In other words, anyhow the peace must come. May you receive it. In the name of Jesus. But it can only come from the Lord of peace himself, aka Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How do you now keep his peace? Because it is one thing for the peace to be released. It is another thing for us to receive the peace. It is another thing for us to keep the peace. Hallelujah. And the peace can be lost as well. Are you still with me? To keep his peace, it can only be done through the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to keep the peace of God. I'll share some scriptures with us. Amen. Number one, where do we find the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Is peace not one of them? Who gives the fruit of the Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Thank you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15. He says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. How can the peace of God rule in our hearts if our hearts does not have the Spirit of God? Are you still with me? If you now go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. It teaches us, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, don't stop talking to God. He now said, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. In other words, the world cannot understand it. It will keep your heart and your minds through who? Christ Jesus. How many people here have seen Christ Jesus? Raise your hand. You have seen him. Maybe in your dream. No hand. You've seen him. My glory be to God. You saw his face. How do you know it was Jesus Christ? I can't translate that one. I give up. Praise God. You saw an image of him by the Holy Spirit. We see Jesus through the Holy Ghost. That's how you see Christ. Christ that was there, he was buried, but he arose. And since he arose, he has not come back again, because I'm still here. Because once he shows up, I'm gone. I'm just being honest with you. The expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. Once Jesus land, that's my plan. And I know he will not fail me. Thank you for saying amen. But we meet Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, when you call Jesus, you are just calling a name. You don't know him. Anyone can call a name. It takes the Spirit of God for you to connect with him and know who he is. So what you saw in your dream, sir, or in your bedroom, is an image. Amen. And I hope it didn't look like the Onyibo that they show you with the long hair and the beard. And when you see the real Jesus, you will know. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Not to say that you can't have visions of him. I've had visions of him. I'll be honest with you. But in the vision, I didn't see a face. I knew by inner intuition, this is Christ. So nobody could tell me there's no Jesus. When you see that kind of revelation,
even the devil can't try
and say, "What did you? I know what I saw. Mind your business."
Glory be to God.
Number three, how do you lose his peace? I think we have answered it. If you lose your relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will lose his peace.
If you lose your relationship with the Holy Spirit, it's possible for us to lose his peace.
So we don't want that. You must maintain that relationship so that peace, no matter what comes, that peace will keep you.
Hallelujah. Trust me, it is better to go through storm with peace than to go through storm with fear and worry. Because that is what the storm has come to create. Create fear and create worry. But when you are in the, I didn't say you won't go through storm because you have Christ. You will go through storm. But because you have his peace, instead of you crying, you will be rejoicing in the middle of a storm. And then others will look at you, despite what you are going through. How can you be smiling in this situation? And you can tell, it's not supernatural. It's my God.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. And then I'm done. I want us to pray. The Bible says, for to be carnally minded is what? Death. In other words, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, it is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So you can't have the peace without being spiritually minded. It is with the spiritual eyes you will see the glory that is beyond the storm. With your physical eyes, all you see is the storm. But with the spiritual eyes, there's something behind this storm. Oh boy, let's go. But with physical eyes, storm. You start running away.
Hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Who was speaking? Jesus.
So the peace of Jesus is available to us. He has given it to us. It is now up to us to get closer to him by his Holy Spirit in order for our hearts to be filled with his peace. Let's rise up on our feet.
In order for us to get his peace, the number one thing is to do what? To accept him, the Prince of Peace, as your Lord and your Savior. And the way to do that is a simple prayer. If you read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, he said, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and God has raised him from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. He said, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him as the master of your life, you will be saved. It is very simple. Hallelujah. It is very simple. For the sake of those online, I don't know who is watching me, that you need to give your life to Jesus. Your heart is pricking you right now that you must accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You are going through the storms of life, but you have been worrying and you have been fearful. How will this thing end? Without Christ, it will end in death. But with Christ, the Bible says it is life and peace. So we pray, Father, I come to you as a sinner. Accept me as one of your own. I give my life to you, and I accept you, O God, as my Lord and my Savior. From today, I become one of your own, and make me one of your own, and cause your peace to reign in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We've settled that one. Number two, if Jesus is asleep in your life, wake him up right now. And you wake him up by calling on him and say, Father, come into the situation of my life. Come and be the master of this boat. Come and be the captain of this life. In the name of Jesus, cry out unto God, mighty God, because you are Jesus, the captain of the host of heaven, I call upon your name, the Lord, come into the situation of my life. Come into this boat, oh God, and make yourself the captain. Make yourself the master in the name of Jesus. Cry out unto God. Father, you are the master of this life. You are the captain of this boat. So mighty God, rule as you please. Mighty God, lead as you desire. King of glory, oh, show me where to go. Show me the path to your glory, to your honor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cry out unto God. If he's asleep on a pillow, you better wake him up. If he's asleep, you better wake him up. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your powerful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Turn your Bibles with me, Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse number 1. The Bible says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him, just like the storm fled. Hallelujah. Let God arise. When I read that scripture, I thought to myself, can anything prevent God from arising? Who or what can prevent God from arising? The answer is you and I. The Bible teaches us that the hand of the Lord is not too short that he cannot save. But the only thing that gets in the way is our flesh, our sin. So if God did not arise, it's not because he didn't want to. It is because we have done something. So you are going to pray, Father, arise in my life in the name of Jesus. Cry out unto God, Father, arise upon the situation of my life. Mighty God, arise in my home. Arise in our ministry. Arise in this church. Arise in my place of work. Arise in my place of business. Arise upon my children. Arise in my marriage. Arise in my life. Arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He must not be asleep. Arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cry out unto God, Father, arise, 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 arise. Arise, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise, 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 arise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Where in your life do you need this peace right now? Begin to mention and say, Father, upon this matter, arise. In this situation of my life, Father, arise. Where is the storm raging right now? Call upon the name of Jesus. Ask him to arise. He must not be asleep. Arise, O God. Because only you can calm the storm. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Isaiah 62, verse number 1. Isaiah 62, verse number 1. It says, for Tolumakinde's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for the Makinde family's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. The peace here is not the kind of peace we are talking about. They said we are to read KJV slowly. The peace here is God doing nothing. So when he said, for your sake, I will not hold my peace. In other words, for your sake, I will not keep quiet. He said, for your sake, I will not rest. He won't sleep on your matter. He was asleep on the boat because they allowed him to sleep. But we have decided this place that he must not sleep. So you are going to pray, Father, for my sake, don't hold your peace. For my sake, do not rest. Arise on my matter in the name of Jesus. For my sake, O God, do not hold your peace. For my family's sake, oh God, do not rest, Lord. For the sake of my children, mighty God, do not rest, mighty God. When it comes to my marriage, mighty God, please do not rest. When it comes to my home, mighty God, please do not rest. Cry out unto God. He said, for your sake, I will not hold my peace. For your sake, I will not rest. Father, concerning the situations of my life, please don't hold your peace. Please do not take a break. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you praise, my God. I bless and magnify your name. Thank you because you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for your peace. 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 In the name of Jesus, cast that worry away now. Cast it away. Cast it away. Cast it away. For my worry, I receive your peace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Is anyone here, you have not been sleeping well because you are worried? Anybody here? You have not been sleeping well because you are worried. Worried about what tomorrow will be. I don't know what it is you are worried about, but is there anyone here? You are losing sleep because of worry or because of fear. I'm not trying to shame anybody. I know what I heard in my spirit. So we'll pray. The Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. You pray, Father, for my worry. Give me peace and give me sleep. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God. For my worry, oh God, give me peace and give me sleep. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because you are the Prince of Peace. Thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding. Thank you for your peace that can keep our hearts and our minds from being fearful, from being troubled. Father, we say glory be to your name. Thank you for the peace we have received today. Thank you because on that matter, you're already the king. And we know it is already settled. So Father, we pray that all the glory will return to you. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And because we have released that matter unto you, we shall not carry it again. In the wonderful name of Jesus. And we declare, mighty God, whatsoever that represents any form of storm in the life of these your children, as you stated, peace be still. Let the storm be calm. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Lord and our God. Glory be to your powerful name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.